This is the Every Catholic Man Gospel Devotional, where a man can draw closer to Jesus Christ, learn the Catholic faith, and grow in happiness by becoming a better Catholic son and Catholic father. Today we hear Jesus again proclaim he is the Son of God, again face being stoned to death, and again mysteriously escape the Jewish leadership's attempts to arrest him. We'll reflect upon the need for every Catholic man to grow in the virtue of faith so we can more deeply ponder the reality and meaning of Jesus' many miracles. We'll also consider the importance for every Catholic man to grow in the virtue of charity so he can be a more effective witness for Christ by performing many works of mercy. If you'd like to read along or study later, episode notes are available, which include a complete transcript and all the references to the Bible and the Catechism of the Catholic Church. You can find the notes posted nearby or at everycatholicman.com. At everycatholicman.com, you can also find a daily devotion, just like this one, for every day of the year. To find it, go to everycatholicman.com and look at the top menu for today's devotion. Here is today's Gospel reading. Today's Gospel reading from the RSV Second Catholic Edition, available from Ignatius Press, is from the Gospel of John, chapter 10, verses 31 through 42. The Jews took up stones again to stone him. Jesus answered them, "I have shown you many good works from the Father. For which of these do you stone me?" The Jews answered him, "We stone you for no good work but for blasphemy, because you, being a man, make yourself God." Jesus answered them, "Is it not written in your laws, 'I said you are gods'? If he called them gods to whom the word of God came, and scripture cannot be nullified, do you say of him whom the Father consecrated and sent into the world, 'You are blaspheming, because I said, I am the Son of God'? If I'm not doing the works of my Father, then do not believe me. But if I do them, even though you do not believe me, believe the works, that you may know and understand that the Father is in me, and I am in the Father." Again they tried to arrest him, but he escaped from their hands. He went away again across the Jordan to a place where John at first baptized, and there he remained. And many came to him, and they said, "John did no sign, but everything that John said about this man was true." And many believed in him there. The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. Well, let's look closer and see what Jesus is accomplishing in today's Gospel. Jesus returns to Jerusalem for the midwinter feast of the dedication, today that's commonly known as Hanukkah, a celebration of Judas Maccabees' cleansing and rededication of the temple. And Jesus is pursued by the hostile Jewish leadership. Confronting Jesus in the temple, the frustrated Jewish leadership demands that he admit that he is the Messiah. When Jesus says, "I and the Father are one," the Jews, believing that Jesus has uttered blasphemy, not knowing that he is actually God, they again pick up stones with the intent to kill him, just as they did at the Feast of the Tabernacles. See the Gospel of John, chapter 8, verse 59. Rather than mysteriously concealing himself as he did the last time they attempted to stone him to death, Jesus courageously confronts his would-be killers, demonstrating the flaw of their murderous logic. Pointing to his many miraculous works which have been empowered by God the Father, Jesus demands to know which of his miracles are sufficient to condemn him. Unable to refute the clear, widespread evidence of his miracles, the Jewish leadership accused Jesus of blasphemy because they believe that he, though appearing to be a man, is falsely proclaiming to be God. Jesus again reveals the flaw in their logic. Jesus can only do the miraculous works of God the Father because he is the consecrated Son of God. Prophetically, at the Feast of the Dedication, which celebrates the return of God's presence to the temple in Jerusalem, Jesus publicly returns to the temple and reveals that he is consecrated by God the Father. Later, it will be revealed that the glorified body of Jesus in the Eucharist is the new temple. See the Gospel of John, chapter 2, verses 20 through 21. After the ascension of Jesus, the physical old temple of Jerusalem will be completely destroyed in 70 AD. Jesus, in his mercy, again gives the Jews a chance to repent by urging them to consider the many miraculous works he has accomplished. Jesus reveals his miraculous works are worthy of belief because they are the works of God, the Father, works which can only be the result of the unity of the Father and the Son. Jesus' adamant insistence, "The Father is in me, and I am in the Father," leads the Jewish leadership to again attempt to arrest Jesus. Jesus yet again mysteriously eludes capture and withdraws across the Jordan River, where many come to him and believe. Well, let's look at today's gospel and see some of the ways that a man can become awed by Jesus Christ. Marvel at how Jesus, despite facing hostile men with stones in their hands as they prepare to kill him, calmly and patiently demonstrates spiritual works of mercy. And Jesus demonstrates these works of charity, including instructing the ignorant, counseling the doubtful, and admonishing sinners. Jesus uses perfect logic, a part of reason, which exposes the flawed understanding and logic of the Jews. Well, what is it in today's gospel that can lead a man to grow in happiness? Deeply ponder Jesus' miracles to build faith. Realize, like the enemies of Jesus who ignored his miraculous works, today many men either reject or ignore the clear gospel record of Jesus' many miraculous signs, claiming that they didn't happen or that they were exaggerated, or that the recording of the so-called miracles of Jesus were only symbols, not really miracles, which Jesus gave to teach virtues. Believe. Reflect upon Jesus' purposeful and frequent use of miraculous signs. See the Catechism of the Catholic Church, paragraphs 547 through 550. Pray. Almighty Father, inspire me to grow in the virtue of faith by meditating upon and being strengthened by your Son's many miraculous signs found throughout the gospel. Amen. Well, here's another way a man can grow in happiness by reflecting upon today's gospel. Be a witness to Christ through works of mercy. Realize, at the center of Jesus' method of evangelization were both preaching and good works. Believe. Reflect upon the need to imitate Jesus by being a missionary witness. See the Catechism, paragraphs 2044 through 2051. Pray. Jesus, divine mercy, help me build the virtue of charity, so I am an effective witness for you and your Holy Catholic Church by the many works of mercy that you perform through me. Amen. Here's today's wrap-up. Never forget that Jesus wants you to find true and lasting happiness. And here are today's two key action steps to grow in that happiness Jesus wants you to have. First, grow in the virtue of faith so you can deeply ponder Jesus' miracles to further build your faith. And second, build the virtue of charity so you can be a witness to Jesus Christ through many good works of mercy. Thanks for listening to the Every Catholic Man Gospel Devotional. Invite others to listen. It's an easy way to help lead your family and friends to Jesus Christ and His Holy Catholic Church. Learn more about how to grow in happiness by becoming a better Catholic son and Catholic father by going to everycatholicman.com. Until next time, always give God thanks He's called you to the blessing and honor of being a Catholic man, and stay close to Jesus Christ.